Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God our Father and in the confession of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the signs of which Jesus speaks, namely signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, Jesus sees and speaks of nothing but good. That's not easy for us to understand. Preachers who preach on this subject usually paint a very gloomy picture indeed. Human wisdom, human society, and even human religion look upon these things with fear and foreboding, just as in his little sermon Jesus says they will. But he himself sees and speaks very differently. He sees it all as both necessary and good. It is something that you Christian people are meant to rejoice in. And in Jesus' own words, lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. If it is your redemption that is drawing near, that is a reminder to you that at the present time, you are in need of redemption. You live in a world and have within yourself a mind and heart that are constantly under attack from him whose name, we often forget, is most properly translated the accuser, the slanderer, he who twists the truth, he who mocks the faith you confess, who ridicules the evident weakness of God, who makes light of the holy baptism with which we have been baptized into Christ's death, who scorns your confession of sins and makes light of the word of forgiveness spoken over you, the absolution, and jeers the supper of the Lord which nourishes you. Of course, in fact, it is oftentimes from within the church that he speaks, using the minds and mouths of people who claim to be serious and earnest Christians. And yet they make mockery of the word which Christ speaks and his holy sacraments as though they were empty things, mere symbols of dedication with nothing of the power or grace of God in them. In the church, our consideration about the end of the world and its signs is always set in the context of the readings and the solemn worship of the season of Advent. We consider Christ's coming again in judgment from its connection with his first coming in his Advent in Nativity at Christmas, and his coming to us week by week and day by day in this place, in preaching and the sacrament. By this, God the Holy Spirit stirs us up as we asked him to stir us up in the collect, and rouses us to make a right preparation for the coming again of our Lord. And he fulfills his prayer. He has fulfilled it now by drawing us together around this pulpit and this altar to hear again Christ's words of promise and hope and to receive his blessing in his body and blood. In his word, he pledges us the love of a gracious and merciful Father in heaven who takes pity on us, who sends his only begotten Son to wash us up in holy baptism, to lift us up in the Holy Eucharist, to dress us up in our baptismal garment, and to give us a decent meal for a change, and once again, to make us his children all over again. To hear this gospel and take it to heart and confess it is to be made ready to watch for and look for his coming with hope and confidence. It means nothing less than to have faith that the grace of God will indeed come and this world will pass away. And we shall be forever with our Lord. For that, this is what Christ promises us in his word. He speaks and causes to be spoken to us in this place, in Cramer Chapel. And even though heaven and earth shall pass away, this word, he tells us, will never pass away. The word of our Lord in today's gospel stands as a reminder that because of the power of sin and evil, this world is moving toward its destruction. By rejecting Christ, it has denied the possibility of a renewal of its life and hope. It has condemned itself to death. The world not only turned away from the light of the world, it drove him to the cross and crucifixion. And in doing that, the world lost its last chance to become again the paradise of God, which God had meant it to be in the beginning. It is in Christ that we live and move and have our being. But this world has reviled and hated this Christ. It has sought to destroy him. It has recognized an important truth that you and I often forget. And that is, if we are not going to fear and love and trust in him above all things, then we had better try to be rid of him altogether. We must try to separate him from his creation, blot out his name and any remembrance of him. But of course, that cannot be done. His laws and his promises cannot be forgotten. They can only be scorned and rejected. If the world and the society in which we live is to have its way, that rejection must be complete and final. It can only be this world or God. But it will be God. Of that, the resurrection of our Lord is the token. For the church, the words of Christ are the source of our hope, the hope of eternity, the hope of the resurrection and the life of the world to come, the hope that is ours in Christ. We have been baptized into the death that he died on our behalf, and this morning he has gathered us in this place to show forth his death until he comes again. This word and promise now call you and me to repentance and preparation for his coming. It is to this that we have been called by God, to confess our sins, to turn away from them, and to turn away from where they will take us, and to believe again the gospel which proclaims that our sins have been covered by God himself, that he has received us as his dear children for the sake of Jesus. If, as we are told, temptation, affliction, and even the death of our earthly bodies and the end of our earthly life cannot destroy us and should not cause us alarm, even the end of the world and the passing away of heaven and earth cannot harm us. All these things we face faithfully and with a joyful spirit, for Christ has conquered them and will bring us through them to himself in the heaven which will never pass away. He is always near us to help us. And of this fact, the signs of the end, which after all are with us in every age, are themselves the signs and tokens. In the name of Jesus. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.